You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is Two Girls Playing Tunes one last time, and I'm Sam.
And I'm Lauren.
Welcome to our show. You good?
Yep, just gotta get the mic in the right spot, you know. It's free.
Don't want to touch it.
Yeah, you're not like, oh, you put your face all over it. You probably should, like, disinfect it.
They probably don't.
I mean, so we probably should.
Oh, yeah, we definitely should. We should disinfect this whole infestation.
It's very dark in here.
It's very, I think it's because the lights turned up. It's like, I always feel like I'm about to talk on the radio, and then I feel stuffy. There's no tissues. I think I'm, don't on my back.
Oh, there's actually, like, Bounty napkins out.
Okay, maybe I'll do that.
In the back. Area.
Yeah. This is our set. We have two more shows after this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Two more shows. And then Lauren's outie.
Peace.
She is graduated.
Got my confirmation of the invite from President Byerly. That is so special.
Exciting.
Yeah. Love that. I'm going to tell her to her face how I feel.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're such a liar.
Well, if she asked me.
She's not going to ask you anything. And you're going to go, oh, it's been great. You're not going to say anything.
Sit on the podium and be like, to all the people who want to go to this school,
don't.
What they're feeding you in admissions is lies. You're being fed lies.
Yeah, I think you would never do that. You're not like Danielle. You cannot. You wouldn't stick up for yourself.
No. I am just a bystander.
You just sit back and take it in.
Yep. Not worth my effort.
I feel like everyone's missed it. We had a lot to say today.
I had great chicken noodle soup again.
Yes. Problem with it was that I forgot the chicken broth this time, so we ran out a little bit of the soup part at the end.
Yeah, she overdid it on the pasta last time.
Yeah, I tried to balance the pasta, but...
And but it's not about the pasta.
But we also got the right cheese.
The pecorino romano that she says is parmesan.
Whatever. Like, okay. I'm pretty sure in my house we all say, get the parmesan cheese, and that's the one we get out of the
pecorino.
Well, we still were extremely pleased with that. I was very happy with how that texture was with the soup. I felt like
it makes it, it was like more like it didn't just dissolve into the soup. It made it like, it was a cream, like it was almost
made it
like
creamier.
A creamier kind of it. Like it. Yeah, it didn't dissolve. Like with the other one, the other cheese just kind of like
was
melting.
It literally was just fake.
I kept going and going. This is getting melted. This is getting disappearing.
I felt like this was better.
Yeah.
Did you like it with the creamier cheese? Or did you feel like the broth by itself is fine?
I think either way is fine. Okay. Like I'll add the cheese because I like the cheese. Like I like, and I especially like pecorino. Mm. And so I'll put it on. But like also like if say if we didn't have the cheese,
it'd be perfectly fine.
It would be fine.
Yeah, I was definitely pleased. Mm-hmm. Felt like it hit the spot. I ran out, so Mom and Grandma, if you want to start working in for next semester, we need some more soup. Lauren's eating all my soup now.
Yeah. Well, I won't be there next semester.
But I got to make Patrick. I feel bad. Patrick hasn't tried it yet, so I'll make one for him. Mm-hmm. I texted Patrick to come to my house after, but he didn't answer.
No, he's busy. Busy teaching his kiddos.
Whatever.
Because they have an exam on Thursday. And then
oh my gosh. Do you know I told you
to do the exam on Thursday?
No, but it has to do with Patrick's job. You know how yesterday we talked about Patrick's job, and specifically my mom says she has some at the house, at her house.
Thank goodness. Yeah. We're on a shortage.
Basically, you know how I was saying Dr. Allen, how he's been like super sick or whatever?
Right. He passed away.
No, I don't think he passed away. No, but basically Professor Tallarico made a comment. She goes, I hope to have your lab reports back to you by Tuesday. My mom said the freezer wasn't big enough at my house. That's why we didn't bring more. Makes sense. It's pretty empty now. But basically I was saying, Professor Tallarico was like, I hope to get your lab reports back to you by next Tuesday, because she wants us to post on like OSF. Do you use OSF? It's the open science framework or something like that. No, maybe it's just for psych things, but basically all psych studies, like you publish on here and like you put all your stuff up so people can replicate and stuff like that. And so we're actually posting like as our lab. Mm-hmm. And basically she's like, I'm not sure though, because I don't have as much certainty given the fact that I've just taken on a class and within 48 hours like of us talking right now. So I guess however bad it was, the like head of the department said that like he has to stop.
teaching.
Yeah, so she's doing learning right now. Like, she's finishing the semester of learning. Like, just jumping in now. Wow. Like, how weird is that?
So were these complaints about him just this semester, or has it been previously?
I think it's definitely worse this semester. Like, I mm-hmm. think people previous semesters, like, knew he was kind of old or whatever, but I think they think he's, like, losing it. Like, I think last semester it was a line, but now it's, like, bad. Visible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I made a comment. I was like, oh, well, I know he's teaching next semester. Does that mean that he wouldn't be? And she was like, given the circumstance, like, given how what's happening, I can't imagine he would be. Like, yeah. I can't imagine his courses will stay.
Interesting.
I know. Pretty crazy stuff.
Poor guy.
Yeah, poor just guy. Old. I know. He's just old. He wants to keep working, you know? Loves his pigeons.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Maybe can, like, a lot of the retired bio professors, like, are, like, emeritus professors. They, like, they can do their research. They just don't teach.
Mm.
I don't know if that's a thing in the psych department. Like, do you have professors that are, like, retired that don't, they don't actually teach classes, but, like, are still there
mm-hmm.
in the building?
Well, hopefully he's okay.
Hopefully.
I'm honestly glad I didn't take his class. That would have stressed me out. And everyone took his class because they were like, I don't want to take Tallarico. Alan's so easy. Now they're stuck with Tallarico. So we'll see how that one goes.
Yikes. Yeah.
They're not going to be too pleased.
So wait, what? So he would just like, he just like would just not be able to like continue like.
So he wouldn't be able to stand sometimes. He almost like fainted in class. Like they had to take him to the bathroom because he was just like hacking up. Like it was bad.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't really know. Like obviously I wasn't there, but.
Right.
Oh my god, someone's paying that someone play. Okay, this is what we're gonna play. I haven't heard this in a long time. Okay, we have no songs, so we're just gonna kind of wing it.
Till we come up with our next. Requests are welcome.
Yes. Okay. Over You by Daughtry. The reason that I don't watch American Idol anymore. This man right here should have won it all.
Do not like Daughtry.
What?
Just like don't. Not a fan.
Lauren.
I'll play it.
I don't necessarily like all his music, but he should have won American Idol. You're telling me that guy, what's his name? What was his name? Who was the...
I don't know.
Yes, you do know. He literally is a nobody. And it was with that girl that's not Anne Hathaway, but kind of looks like Anne Hathaway. I'm going to look this up. Okay, we'll look it up over the song. Okay? Okay. Here we go. Over You by Daughtry. Now that it's all said and done, I can't believe you were the one to build me up and tear me down like an old abandoned house. What you said when you left just left me cold and out of breath. I felt if I was in way too deep. Guess I let you get the best.
Slowly getting colder, I guess it's really over. I'm finally getting better, and now I'm picking up the pieces. started running a long, long time ago. And I never thought I'd doubt you. I'm better off without you.
Yourself. you. Ups and downs, highs and lows, and don't matter what, you see me through. My boyfriend, he don't answer on the telephone. I don't even know where the hell he goes. But all my girls, we're in a circle, and nobody's gonna break through. Grab my bag, got my own money. Don't need any man in this room. My boyfriend, he'll be calling me now anytime. I need all my girls to keep him off my mind. So hold up, we need another one. What we got is all good.
And we're back.
Back again. Okay, I have a personal question that's going to be put on the radio.
Don't you think I should say what the songs were first?
Okay, sure.
Okay, first was Daughtry Over You, and we discussed it was Taylor Hicks who was the winner of season 5 and Catherine McPhee who was the runner-up. Catherine McPhee did so much more, and she was actually an actress after, and Taylor Hicks did literally nothing, and that Over You song was so popular. Okay, next was Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield, and then L-O-V-E by Ashley Simpson.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, so critical.
This is all I heard.
Okay, yes, Lauren.
Oh yes, the question. It's more for my parents about switching my hair appointment.
Okay.
On the 20th, because instead of typing
it with my nose. Oh my god.
Ew,
okay.
Gosh. All
right.
To switch my hair appointment from the 26th instead of the December 7th, like to November.
So you have it for your 26th? Graduation?
Yeah, well, no, so I was going to do it on the 7th of December.
Yes.
That's after formal.
Yes.
I'd have it for graduation, but I wouldn't have it for formal. And this lady, she gets very, very fully booked.
Oh.
she just put on her Instagram that she opened up a spot on November 26th, which is the last day of classes for Thanksgiving, at 3:30.
I think you should do it.
So I could switch.
I think so. Then just do your own hair. Like, as long as you have a nice haircut, you know.
Oh, it's not a haircut, it's color.
Oh yeah, I feel like do beforehand. Want, like,
to color, yeah,
yeah.
To freshen
set it in.
I haven't had my color done. In, like,
set it in. I think set it in. Yeah,
and switch instead of the 7th. Because I did it originally the 7th, thinking, oh, we always have formal on Saturday, so like, if I get it done before, it'd
be
you
fine. Can't physically have events past Friday because it's last day of classes. Can't plan events after.
Why don't we do the weekend before? Oh, it's Thanksgiving.
And then it's rivalry.
Oh my god, that really messes up everything.
Yeah, it's literally Thanksgiving, and then it's next weekend. It's rivalry. Crazy. Or 2 weekends from now, I guess, or whatever.
Crazy.
Is that it?
That was all.
Okay, great. Okay, so we'll move on. Our next throwback that is connection with Ashley Simpson. This is what fans like, they say. We're going to click Allie and AJ. They look very different in their picture right now. Should we do potential breakups on, or like, whoa?
Potential breakup song.
Okay. I mean, it's their number one. It has 38 million listens. Okay, here we go. It's too long. Okay, so that was Beat of My Heart in the Middle by Hilary Duff and It's Alright, It's Okay by Ashley Tisdale. Oh my god, you're so critical. You know what? You make a song that's popular.
Just like the style of.
Yeah, it's music Disney from then. Our like.
Like, I feel like that's just how it sounds.
Yikes.
No shade, just like.
Felt like a lot of shade, actually.
You don't see Ashley Tisdale making music anymore.
Well, she was on. I think she's going into acting. She was on. What's the show called? There's a show that she was on ABC Family or whatever the new thing is.
Modern Family?
No, on Freeform.
I don't know. I don't watch that.
It was like the one where she's a chef. That girl, Ashley Tisdale's not a chef, but it's about this girl who's a chef.
Yeah.
Okay, you talk and I'll keep
going. I don't have to talk in my head. I have no idea. All right, so PSA time. This year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-the-year donations to do this critical work. Donate to the American Red Cross before midnight, December 31st, and help us bring hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that will change someone's life.
I feel like you read that last week.
No, I think I read a different Red... It was also about the Red Cross, but they have multiple different Red Cross ones, plus the rest are on the floor, so I didn't feel like picking them up.
Okay, I can't find the show. Ashley Tisdale.
Just look up, like, Ashley
Tisdale. Acting.
IMDb Ashley Tisdale.
Let's see. Oh my god, it's listing shows that don't matter. Like, High School Musical, okay, great. Whoop-de-doo. Sweet Life, duh. Sharpay had her own movie.
Yeah.
I never watched that. Phineas and Ferb. Oh, Young and Hungry.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Heard of it. I've, like, heard of the name, but I have, like, zero idea what the show's about.
With Emily Osment.
Oh.
I knew it was another Disney person.
She doesn't do it anymore, I don't think. Is she?
It ended in 2018.
Mm.
Yes. She was only on one episode, I think. But two episodes. They wanted to continue it, but I think they ended the show.
Gotcha.
Yes. Anything else to say, Lauren?
No. We got a special guest in the house.
Well, he's not even in here.
Well, in the adjacent room. Hard at work.
If you also have roastable material about Lauren, please share with me.
I'm unroastable. Unroastable.
We have to find something.
Some kind of dirt.
Lauren's parents, if you have dirt on her.
They definitely didn't. They think I'm wholesome. Wholesome.
No, there has to be. There has to be something. Has to be something.
I'm an angel child.
All right.
Well, it couldn't be as bad as roast. Like, who is it that, like, was, like, actually, like, unroastable? Like, at least I do embarrassing things. Like, I do
Vanessa was pretty unroastable.
Yeah.
Nicole was the one that...
Nicole Mascimu.
Yeah, whatever. She was unroastable. She literally still works at Disney. She works at Disney. Like, the happiest place on earth. I don't know who else was unroastable. I'm just trying to think of, like, weird things that you do. Like, weird quirks. Like, I feel like it's not just, like I think we can kind of emphasize those as mm-hmm. well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have an obsession with cats.
And dogs.
And dogs. You spent a ridiculous amount on slime.
It's only a recent. That's only recent. It's relaxing.
It's therapeutic. You're defending yourself. That means that it's not good.
It's therapeutic. And, you know, I got to try different people who make different slimes because slime maker is different.
Keep telling yourself that. So I have
two coming in the mail right now.
Okay, so an obsession with slime. I don't know. Is there certain foods? Patrick, is there certain food she likes? That's, like, weird? She talks about how she's Polish all the time.
I do not.
Freshman year, you definitely did.
Really?
Yeah. You almost got a Polish flag for our room.
No, it was Patrick's flag.
Yeah, but you wanted to get one for our room. Also, the duck. Let's talk about that.
Oh, I should bring it to the roast.
It's
in my room. I still sleep with it.
Oh my god, the duck that she spent how much on, and I hate it. And I used to turn it away from the window. Okay, Patrick spent money on it, and then she turned it away from the window. And she'd be like, "Why people are you making that?" People put it on their Snapchat stories. Oh it was god, weird.
Do you have the video? Like, didn't Henry send you a video of somebody?
No, so I don't know. I don't know who sent. I didn't. I don't have the video.
But it was
like a video of literally someone recording our room saying, "Who does this?" And I was like, "Of course, it's my room."
No one knows it's your room.
Get it. But I didn't like the duck out the window.
Lonely in the daytime and needed to like look out the window.
Yeah, that's weird. Put that in the rose.
What if you were stuck in your room all day?
It's an inanimate object.
It's okay. It has feelings.
No, that's literally not the definition of an inanimate object.
We have feelings, Sam. You, when you go to Build-A-Bear, you put a heart in the stuff.
You didn't put a heart in this.
I don't know, but it might have one. It was born this way.
The hole in the pants was funny at the LAF event. And yeah, you put a pin there.
I gotta hold it up somehow.
I feel like you just do funny things.
Exactly.
But I think that's still worth the notice because people don't know this about you. I feel like Tri Delta doesn't know that you're funny. Like, they just think you're this person that sits in the back, doesn't do anything, and is related to Sam and Hannah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That is Lauren's definite, like, little quote that if she had a tombstone for Tri Delta, that's what it would be.
First thing they say about oh, like, she's friends with Sam and Hannah.
Okay, I'm gonna think more. Okay, let me look for the song you wanted.
It's all right.
It's okay. Okay, I'm playing the song now.
Okay, sounds good.
This is Circles by Post Malone.
Back. That was another Post Malone. Hollywood is bleeding.
Wow.
So poetic.
Obviously. Hold on, sorry. I'm texting Kelsey.
Is she not listening to our podcast?
She doesn't listen, but she's also at the Chicago Bowl game.
The Bulls game.
Yeah, the basketball.
Yes.
They're very far away, but it's fine. In her picture, she looks very far
from. Oh, like she's like at, like physically her seats are not very close. Not courtside tickets.
No. It's very cool view from up above, but definitely not up close and personal. Yeah. I'm tired.
Fair enough.
But I still have work to do.
Me too. I have a project. I have a poster presentation. I have to submit the poster.
Story of my life. Poster presentations. Like, don't bring it up. Bad triggering. Memories. Triggering.
She's got PTSD from posters.
Seriously.
From group projects.
I literally told my group after we left after the poster presentation, I said, please don't contact me for 2 days. I said, and professor, my teacher was there. I was like, I cannot talk to you guys for 2 days. Like, not that I was mad, just like I needed a break. Like, I was with them for too long of a period. Hello, you got your lovely head ticket.
Oh, I did?
I'm assuming so, if I got the email.
Well, I hope so.
Unless it was not BCC'd. Yeah, I was BCC'd.
Oh, yes, I got it. Jeez, took her long enough.
All right.
A little while.
All right, well.
What was I going to say? What were we talking about?
Poster presentation.
Oh, yeah, poster presentations.
No, I told them.
I can't believe they made, like, if a group made me stay up till 3 in the morning, I would have. That's crazy.
I know.
But you wanted to. But you said you were done, and you wanted to make sure they were done. Is that what you?
I didn't think they were going to get done. Esther and I were like, and then they want to practice after, but they had to finish in order to practice.
So what were you doing while they were finishing?
Just sitting there, twiddling my thumbs.
Really?
Getting more angry as the seconds went on. Yes.
And you couldn't like do their part in order to make it go faster?
No.
Like, they have to do that part on their own.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it doesn't matter now if I even was able to. Like, I still sat there and did it. And it sucked. It's terrible. Oh, my God. I was so angry. I called my mom literally as I was walking, and I was, like, crying. I was like, I'm done. I am so tired. I'm walking to...
You called her at 3 in the morning?
No, this was, like, 11 or whatever. I was on the phone, like, when I was walking there. It was, like, 10:15. I was walking there. I was like, I'm so frustrated that I'm even meeting with my group at such a late hour.
Huh. But what was your project on?
We did a study. We conducted our own study.
On what?
About people's memories and their phenomenological qualities.
So, like...
And if event type, event valence, and temporal distance affected those characteristics. Do you need more clarification?
Yeah.
Okay. We tested whether, like, if I asked you, so it was three options. So event valence would be positive or negative. Mm-hmm. Event type would be past or future event. So you had to imagine event or recall event. Or temporal distance, so in the recent future, so like 6 months to a year from currently, or 5 to 10 years from currently. And then on all those different ones, we basically were like, okay, were the sensory details there? So like, was the event important? Were you able to mental time travel? Were you able to like remember the taste and smell and stuff like that? And
so you asked individual people these questions kind of thing?
Yeah, we had 94 participants.
Oh, why didn't I participate?
Because you're not on Sona. Psychology students. You had extra credit for doing it.
That's a select... That
I know, that was our limitations.
That is a biased sample.
That was in our limitations, Lauren!
Okay, good.
I wrote that section! And then they were like, let's talk about diversity, about how the school is so white. I was like, okay, people. I already said that it's limited based on the fact that we have Sona students. I think they're going to get the point that it's limited, okay?
It's not a good sampling size.
Yeah, like, it is what it is. But yeah, that's what we did. The other group did it, like, something about, like, if you had a positive or negative experience, would that affect your willingness to donate to the school or not?
Heck yeah.
So, like, basically, if they made you recall positive or negative memories, and then potentially a neutral one, like something unrelated to the school, are you likely to pick the donation for Lafayette College, or are you willing to pick the donation for the other? Most people choose Lafayette College, even if they do have to recall a negative experience.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And my study showed that for past events, the sensory details are clearer.
I feel like your project was more technical than theirs.
Oh, definitely was. Ours were like, it took them, each person, an hour, like 45 minutes to an hour to complete ours, because you had to come up with 10 memories and then answer so many questions. Then you had to fill out the BDI, the depression index. And we had to exclude people because some people had too high characteristics on the depression index.
Oh.
Yeah, we had to exclude 9 people because they scored too high. Because if you're depressed, that can skew your memories.
Interesting. But you can't do it, like, if they say they're depressed, you can't, like,
report
that.
No, I mean, so the number we did was only 20. I mean, the scoring is much higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
But 20 is enough for us. That's what they use, like, because we're replicating. So 20 was enough for them. So that's what we went with.
Gotcha.
Like, some people were on class. There was only one person that my teacher was like, they're really high. Like, they were at, like, 38.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the people were, like, 20 to 25 range. Mm-hmm. This one person was, like 38. And that's, like, pretty high. Because I think the max is 60. But, like, for everyone else to be way below.
But you can't use that as, like, a diagnostic tool for, like...
No.
Like, that... But yeah. You know who the person is who essentially...
Technically, no. They're just given, an ID number.
ID number.
I mean, technically, yes, on Sona, if I really took the time to look at, like, the date and time that the recorded date was, and then, like, look at all those features, and I could probably tell who it was based on the extra credit we gave them. But, like, in our actual data, there's no indication of who it is.
Gotcha.
But that doesn't mean... That's the other problem is, like, I know some of the people, so it's not like you're recruiting like you'd be in a regular lab. So, like, for me... I could guess 2 of the people who they were. Because
mm-hmm.
I knew they participated in our study, and I know who they are.
Right.
One of them you know, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was super clear, but I think definitely for one of the people I could recognize, I, like, knew exactly that this was them. But the point is, I'm not supposed to know
that. Yeah, it's supposed to be.
But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Interesting.
And then we post it and, like, publish it. Like, not publish in a journal or something, but, like... It's out in the world now. The public. Anyone can look it up. Well, not yet. We have to publish it next week. She wants to review our lab report. Because as she said, like, the easiest way to find an error is by clicking submit. And I was like, fair enough. So she was like, let me get you guys back your lab reports, and then you guys can publish those. Hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. And then next semester, I'm taking lifespan development. We're going to do something similar. We're going to do a study as well.
With Tallarico?
No, with Myers. Yeah. I don't necessarily know what that's more about. It's more with children. And they're like development, but yeah, this one was about memory. Because she's one of the top people in her field for flashbulb memories.
For what?
Flashbulb memories.
What's that?
I'm teaching everyone right now. Sorry, guys. Basically, it's like the idea that, like, if you had something traumatic happen to you, so let's just say 9/11 specifically, mm-hmm. like, people are more likely to believe that they confidently know everything that happened on 9/11 because the flashbulb, like, it, like, it pops kind of thing, compared to their average weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, her study, literally, she was still in grad school. That morning of 9/11, she ran into the IRB's office and, like, got approval because she wanted to test people on 9/11. So basically, the day after 9/11, she tested people and said, like, on a note card, it was like, you write down all the things that you remember, what event, where were you when you heard the news, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then 3 months later, she tested them. 6 months later, and I think like a year later or something like that. Basically, every time they were tested, their confidence was the same. They believed so highly that they know exactly where they were. All their index cards were different.
Every time they did it.
Every time they did it. And then they also were supposed to be tested on this, like, a weekend. It was like, what did you do this weekend? Their weekends were more consistent, and their confidence was lower for their weekends.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Did she say why that is because?
I don't know. She might have. We talked about this a little while ago. But, yeah, it's pretty cool stuff.
Interesting.
The idea that, like, your memory is not actually what you think it is.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
Like you feel, it's like you fill in the gaps.
Exactly.
Like, and you make up in your head the missing details.
Yeah, and we've been talking about recently, like, about people that have memory deficiencies, so like people that had like are like amnesics and stuff, so that they like can't remember anything past a certain point because they had surgery or they had mm-hmm. an injury or whatever. And like a lot of the times, like this one guy HM, he's pretty famous for this, and like he'll just make up stuff kind of thing, like, while other people like get frustrated because they know they can't remember. But we've recently been talking about highly selective memories. Mm-hmm. So like people that like have like almost like I like photographic memories that mm-hmm. people call them. But they actually don't remember everything. Like, I don't think there's really a case of that. It's more of like you just remember a lot more than the average person.
Yeah.
And also the emotional intensity of those events stay with you, while for the average person it like fades over time.
Hmm.
So if you were to think about something now, like let's happen to you that was super sad when you were younger, like you feel less now than you did at that moment, most likely.
Yeah.
But for those people, that emotion is still super strong. So it's super hard for them to sometimes, like, not all the time. Like, if they had a happy life, then it's fine. But, like, this one girl specifically, like, had a lot of traumatic things happen to her. So it was, like, she has to have happy memories that she can refer to bring her back. Because mm-hmm. she gets so in, like.
Because it's so crystal clear.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff. Look at that.
Fascinating.
Professor Tallarico will be proud of me. Just enlightened anyone who's listening. I feel like we're gonna stop basically though. It's 8:56. Unless you want me to do one more. Say Okay by Vanessa Hudgens.
Okay.
We're on a roll. It's only 3 minutes. Okay.
I'll say Okay.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay, here we go. Say Okay by Vanessa Hudgens.
You are fine, you are sweet, but I'm still a bit naive. We'll buy time. When you're close, I don't breathe. I can't find no words to speak. I feel sparks, but I don't wanna be into you if you're not looking for true love. Oh, no, I don't want.
Okay, that was Say Okay by Vanessa Hudgens. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Two Girls Playing Tunes One Last Time. And I'm Sam.
Lauren.
And have a great week. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Rivalry week.
Oh, joy.
All right. Bye.